Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took Cain and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Go through bitterness.
God. the true living God. It's all God's going to keep you. Everything is going down by his word. And we're living in the last days. And we see the signs. You know, people see the signs, but they refuse to obey. It's like you got the red sign, the stop sign, the green sign, the yellow sign. Say stop. The crosses. We see the signs, but we just ignore it. So, you know, I didn't let the church just want to warn you, to wake you up, let you know what's going on around you. You know, so just to love, keep the eyes on Jesus Christ, not on Pastor So-and-so, not on TV Dash and everybody else, because you see that everything is going down, but God's word is in his word. So, you know, just be alert. There's so much stuff out there. And I thank God, you know, for opening my eyes and see our things. You know, even things you bring home, you know, you go out there and you buy, you know, you gotta be careful what kind of music you buy too, as far as gospel music as well. You know, it's so much stuff, you know. But, you know, I know when I bought, you know, gospel music, Tone, and as you see today, Tone don't want us astray, you know. You see, Milana Adams, she's done, you know, change. All these people are changing. It's the money, the love of money. That's what it's all about. But it should be all about Jesus Christ. He's the only one, the true living God. So it's just a warning to let you know what's going on in the church today, not only outside, but in the church house. You know, hip hop going on, everybody dancing and doing a left slide. You know, it's a disgrace. You know, these young kids are like, you know, it's looking. You know, people are looking and saying, that's the church? That's what the church? Yeah, it's the church. It's the church. That is what God wants in his house. So he's going to tear out some stuff. He's judgment time is coming, whether or not. So, you know, we just want y'all to be aware and to be alert, you know, and who's giving y'all the word? You know, it ain't something that we just come up with in our mind. It's the word of God. You know, it's the true word of God.
The truth.
The truth has set you free.
That's the truth. That's the truth. We're not deceived. God is not mocked. What a man saw, that shall be all for me. You know, so, you know. It is so.
Don't be rising and dying about what you did.
All right.
But don't line up with the word of God, you know.
Get away from it.
It'll work.
That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. And there is so much that we could sing. You know, because your heart goes out for the people of God. All souls are mine, they say, you know, he don't want any to perish. You know, he gave us choice and free, you know, free will. Word of God says in Deuteronomy, you know, that he'd rather that you choose life. You know, he's not going to make you choose him. But anybody with least have come and such would seem like you would want to choose life over them, you know. So anyway, we pray that, you know, we said or something that will shake you and awaken you from out of your slumber, out of your sleep, because this is the reason why the church is where it is today, because the body of Christ went to sleep. That's why he told us to watch, pray, stay alert. Watch, pray, stay alert. Because he knew it was important that we watch. He didn't just say watch, but he said watch and pray. Because, you know, he knew that, you know, they go together. Watching and praying go together. And even when he sent them out, one watch and one pray. So we just thank God on today. So we pray that we've said something that will help you along your way in this journey towards making heaven our home one day. So, signing off from the Ready Church, and may God bless you, and the devil is defeated.
Ayuda a la gente from the YouTube page, and we just here contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. We're going to ask Sister Annette to join us again as we continue discussing the gospel music. Sister Annette, are you there? Sister Annette, are you there? Call us here at 818-691-7304. Sister Annette, are you there? In any event, I'll just go on. A lot of what we're seeing in the music today, there's a lot of that's going on. It's a lot of people that are willing to defend their idols over the Bible. We're not to do that. We're supposed to stay persistent. We're supposed to contend for the faith. And I was prepared to talk with Sister Annette today. I see she's up here. Are you there? Sister Annette, are you there? Sister Annette? In any event, we'll just go on. We were talking a lot about some of the artists and some of the producers that are producing the gospel music, such as Dark Child, Rodney Jerkins. He's produced a lot of secular artists. Justin Bieber, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston. The list goes on. I was listening to an interview where they were talking about this song that he had produced called Full Moon, and he was talking about how he would run from the church to the studio, you know, while he was engaged in making this album, because he is a producer, he is a secular producer, and if you are children of the light, why is your name even Dark Child? Which apparently we know that he is not representative of gospel music or carrying the gospel message, because his lifestyle shows otherwise. It says in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, in the 14th verse, it says, "What fellowship have light and darkness?" You know, when light comes in, the darkness has to go. So there's a lot going on. Patti LaBelle, he toured with, you know, in all the mega churches, because the market of the church, the mega church, was so large that they could actually have her go around to the churches, and she didn't have to go out to any secular venues, because they called it an ecosystem in the church that she was able to tap into and that she didn't really need to go outside because they had it set in that way. So I'll just play a clip of some of what I heard. This is the interview with Rodney, Dr. Chow Jerkins.
As much the central part of culture and society as it once was, and so many of the people whose work I respect and admire came out of that church environment. Are we losing something by not the new crop of producers? They're not from that, we call it church, you know, from that background as much as you are, and nephew comes to mind, a bunch of other people like that. Is that a problem, you think, or?
I don't know if it's a problem. I think there's some new guys on the come up. My cousin DJ Camper, he came from, you know, my neck of the woods, and I remember. It's funny you say that though, because people always ask me, how did you make the Full Moon album with Brandy? Mm-hmm. And I would run from church to the studio. Like, literally, I would be in church. My studio was a block away. You've been there, mm-hmm. And I go over there because I would be hearing the groove while I was in church. And I'd be like, oh, okay, I could make this, put a track over this, and I'd go and do it. And I don't know, it's just a feeling. And you're right, a lot of musicians, a lot of producers definitely came from being in church. And I think what happened was in the last, I want to say last 10 years, the explosion of the mega church, where the mega church is bigger and it's multicultural. So because it's multicultural, the sound of it has changed. So the roots where I come from is very soulful. It's very soulful in the church. Now with the multicultural church, you have to know how to tame it and bring it down so it relates to everybody.
That's just it. You know, like there's two really, really, really difficult audiences to impress. The first two rows at the Apollo and the first two pews at church.
That's right.
If you can get that going, you know how to move people, you know how to entertain people, you know how to engage people.
The other part of that is the metric has changed. So if you don't see necessarily successful producers in the record business, it doesn't mean that successful producers haven't found enough ways to get music out from the church. But it's not about hit records. Because the reality of it is, and Gerald Busby, and now a departed influential executive of ours, he was involved in the last tour, one of the tours of Patti LaBelle. She just toured the mega churches. She didn't have to go outside that. The churches were big enough.
Wow.
The audiences were big enough.
Right.
So there's a whole ecosystem inside the church of all stripes.
That's right.
Where music is made and produced. It doesn't necessarily be about chart records. So anyway.
So you heard a lot there. This man was saying that he would go outside of, you know, the church to make the Full Moon, and then he would go inside the studio and put that music inside of you know, his music, the secular music, and you have it vice versa. So, you know, the scripture says in that it says like, what is it, Ezekiel 44 and 23, I believe, it says that you're supposed to teach the people the difference between the holy and the profane. So there is a difference between holy and unholy, and we folks have discernment and are able to articulate that to people. And the mixture of music or the mixture of any secular lifestyle in the musical with a holy, a secular lifestyle is not supposed to be. So, you know, they even said about comparing it to the Apollo Theater. You know, if you can get these first two pews at your church, these people that are sitting in those pews, if you can get them rocking and going, then, you know how to entertain a crowd. So that's what they're looking for. And, you know, when you entertain them enough, they're going to go in their pockets and they're going to be buying those CDs or whatever you have to say, you know, just because they're into you. You know, even when people purchase those albums, a lot of times they look and it'd be like years later before they found out what they actually had, because they had a secular producer working on a gospel album, and you thought like, okay, the singer is a Christian or supposed to be a Christian or supposed to represent the light, supposed to have Jesus in their heart and carry the gospel message, that they that was sufficient alone to look at. But you're supposed to, you know, you neglected to look at who the music was produced by, or, you know, and, you know, who were these people giving credit to? They often give credit to different, you know, secular artists and people on their albums. So you're seeing a lot of that, and their music is influenced by them, and oftentimes you hear them, certain ones say that, you know, I was influenced by this certain secular artist to make, you know, or create my sound, that I, you know, my vocal style. So there's a lot of that going on, but it's not supposed to be. If you're a Christian and you love God and you're a musician, you should be able to labor and to pray before the Lord. He will give you the sound, the music, the melody, because you're supposed to be making your melodies in your heart and, you know, and singing songs as unto the Lord, so to give reference to Him. And you're able to, as a musician, you should be able to spend time with the Lord. He will give you the words. He will give you, you know, hymns and melodies, and, you know, He will create what needs to be presented, you know. As, you know, if you're a musician at your church or anywhere you sing, if you, even if you're a songwriter, God is able to do that. You don't have to look out at those secular tap markets and try all those strategies to try to filtrate the house of God with darkness. So there's a lot going on, as you know, as we talked about last week, even artist BDJ, as you notice, his sound sounds synonymous. It sounds similar to BDJ sounds very similar to Biggie Small, the rapper. His vocals, his style, he is a prominent Christian rapper, and he was on Hezekiah Walker and different things, different musical, compilations that was produced in the church, and, you know, with high-profile gospel artists. I will direct your attention to another thing that we discovered here at the Ready Church. I mean, about as you always finding news and different things that is going on. Kiara, she is working on some music, and it has a very demonic sound. As a matter of fact, this music that she's working on is actually going to be produced by Rodney Jerkins. But she did one with Rodney Jerkins, the trumpet. I believe it's called the trumpet. So it has like different exotic effects in it. If you listen to it, you'll know what I mean. I mean, and listen, you know, and discern with your spirit, you know, because if you're going out after your natural ability or what you think, just as it pertains to what is common now, you get off like that. So, especially if you're not engaged in the word and things. So, I'm going to play this clip, and it has a demonic sound, but it's Kiara Sheard and her brother is on it. J.G. Sheard, and
I'm
type of music, and you're thinking that's leading you into the presence of the Lord, you are really deceived, because it's not. It's it has demonic sound to it. You can hear it. You hear that slow, dragging sound that they put inside of this video, and because they're making it into a music product to be put out. I'm not sure if it's going to be a single or it's going to be a full CD. But there's a lot going on. I was alerted that Linda Clark Coles would be at the LGBT this year, I believe, and she's for the LGBT. So things that it once was against, they're now for. There's a lot of stuff going on. I also noticed that you watched the celebration of the BET gospel that happened some months back. You even noticed that Kiara she had a tattoo on her, you know, her leg or ankle, showing that at her performance. So, you know, it's really about entertainment. And, you know, as I said, even BDJ sound is like mimicking Biggie Small, who is a deceased rapper who is caught up in a lot of things. And it's some of the motives have been brought out, but, you know, they are always coming up with developments about that story. But, you know, even back to this, she had a tattoo that it seemed to be that she was showing at the performance. She is an evangelist, a singer, you know, which is no different than, you know, Leandra Johnson or anybody else that are able to do, you know, secular things and, you know, call it holy, which Gail Sheard often boasts in liking secular rappers, Little John, and often saying that she likes Mary J. Blige. But, you know, this is who influences a lot of these artists. Yeah. You know, even Byron Cage, he had a tattoo on his arm, and, you know, and they're using it as, okay, I can put a scripture up here and that'll make it okay, which I believe in Leviticus 21:5 talks about how you're not supposed to make the cuttings in your flesh. And there's a lot of blood sacrifices and things that people don't even look into. Why are you branding yourself? Why are you putting, you know, demonic attachments on your body when you know what the word says? But it seems like they'll say that as time goes by, the word changes, but his word changes, not God's word doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. There's just so much that we can, that I could talk about. I don't know what happened to my guest. She actually is a part of the Ready Church on WordPress. No. I'm filling in today for our regular posts on the YouTube page and then also the Ready Church Contender for the Faith here. However, she as well, I'm filling in for. But I thank you for joining me today. And this is Ayudando La Gente. And if you would like to call in, you can call in at 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. Okay, we have our Sister Annette live now on another line. Somehow she's disconnected. Sister Annette, are you there?
Hello.
Still here?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, praise the Lord.
Welcome. We discussed a lot of things, and we just want to really go back on some of the stuff we talked about, even in the other broadcast that we put out. But